This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee. It is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focusing on letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself with each breath. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within you. And focus on the alignment of those chakras as they are in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, from just below your feet to just above your head. And if they're out of alignment, just simply bring them back in with your will. Just will them back in, visualize them coming together, and being in perfect alignment. And then as you move up the consciousness scale of your etheric body, focus on the vibration within each of those chakras, as each chakra has its own vibration and resonance within it. And this is how the healing will come in the times ahead, as those vibrations that are introduced into the body will resonate with certain parts of your body that are in need of that resonance. So know that your chakra centers within your etheric body are a large part of your healing ability within you. Even though you are often not aware of your chakra centers, know that they are connected to your glandular structure within your body, and that everything works together, and the resonance of the vibration that will be introduced in the times ahead as your medical science comes to understand this technology more and more, that everything resonates, and everything within the body, the cells, everything within the body has a certain resonance. And when that resonance is reached, that is where the healing will come from. with the new higher level of technologies that are going to be introduced. They are nearly in process of being introduced now. But moving back now to your meditation, focus on those chakra centers now and the resonance within each of the chakras and how the vibration, as your vibration increases, the chakra center will resonate and send out waves of energy throughout the body. Feel that energy moving through the body as you move up the scale now, starting with your Earth Star chakra just below your feet, and how it resonates at that level of your being and connects to the Earth, to Gaia herself. That is your grounding point. So feel that energy, feel that resonance. So important now to understand the idea of resonance more and more and how it equates to the healing of the body. So now feel that resonance in that Earth chakra and see the color as a deep brown color. Now move up the scale to your root chakra. See that as a beautiful ruby red color, brilliant, bright ruby red. Moving up to the next chakra, orange, brilliant, bright orange. To the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun, especially now as the sun is at its brightest point in quite some time. See that brightness, that brilliance within your third, within your solar plexus chakra. Moving up to your heart center, deep blue green. To the high heart center, magenta. To your throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple. Indigo. Please mute your phone. The crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, soul star chakra, just above your head. Brilliant, brilliant white. Now all of the chakras coming together, merge them all together as one into the soul star chakra. Know that this is your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. It helps to visualize this, to create this as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. Somewhat like a small vehicle of travel. And find yourself now, your conscious knowing self, moving into that vehicle of travel, into the Merkaba. And feel the vibration within and without. So within, so without. Feel the vibration there. And again, the resonance within. Feel the connectedness of all of your beings together, your physical body, your astral body, your etheric body, your mental body, your causal body, and so on, all connecting together, all feeling that connection, all feeling that resonance as one together. And And as you did in your tools of protection, where you visualized the violet flame growing and expanding, now see that violet flame growing and expanding at the same time as you in your Merkaba light vehicle now begin to lift away from your physical body. But as you move away from the physical body, leaving it falling down below you, see the violet flame expanding and growing further and further out from your physical body. And when you move out past the Earth's atmosphere, and you look back down at the Earth, now you see that violet flame expanding, all of your violet flames together expanding and growing out where, from wherever you are, wherever your physical body now resides, out to all areas of the city, village, town, state, country, continent, all around, until the violet flame has expanded around the entire body of the Earth, of Gaia. And her violet flame, connecting with this violet flame that you are in the process of now creating, visualizing, the two working together, coming together, if you so wanted, you could expand this out to the entire solar system and to the galaxy. But for now, just keep it to the Earth. Keep it to surrounding Gaia. The violet flame purging out everywhere. Old programming that has been ongoing for thousands and thousands and thousands, even millions of years. Here on this planet, old programming that is no longer needed, old memories that can be washed away with a simple thought, if they are no longer needed, where they are the old third dimensional understanding, the matrix, if you will, the matrix of misunderstanding. See, if you wish to do this, see the violet flame burning out all that old programming, all across the planet, all dark areas, especially now in certain areas of the country that are now merged in darkness at this point, in evil. Is transferring in many different places in those areas. But see the violet flame now purging that out, bringing light, bringing love, bringing transition and transference to those areas in need. Light overcoming darkness everywhere. Truth overcoming falsehood everywhere. And fear that is rampant across many areas of the world at this point. See it dissipating as the violet flame purges out that programming which has created the fear. The old memories being completely forgotten. They are no longer needed. Just as many of your own memories from your life, from this life, in many ways have been lost or have been forgotten because they are no longer needed. You remember only the good times. That is where you are all headed. Now begin to find your way back from wherever you found yourself. Come back now to your physical form. Come back in and merge with your physical form. Bring your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back into your physical body. Merging astral, etheric, back in with your physical. But as you come in, remember the resonance, the vibrational frequency within your chakra centers that creates such a resonance that brings about healing within the body. Feel that energy flowing through your physical body now as the astral and etheric merge back in. The energy freely flowing through all of your cellular structure, to all of the cells within your body. Those cells now resonating with this higher vibrational energy. Bringing about healing. Bringing about even age reversal, which is certainly possible when the resonance reaches those cells. Vibration and consciousness is everything in all things. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in these continuing times of great change that is happening all across the planet. In many, many areas, change is happening. Some not so seemingly great. Some quite miraculous and wonderful. It all depends on the timeline at this point that you have all chosen. All of you that resonate, that is important, that word resonate to my words now. All of you are beginning to understand more and more that change is inevitable and change is necessary and needed at this point in your evolution. But change, as someone rightly said earlier, is adapting to what is needed. That is what you are doing now. You're adapting. You're taking on the changes as they come and moving with them rather than against them. That is important now. Do not fight against the changes, but go along with them. As the go with the flow is very important now. Because again, change is inevitable. The old programming of the third dimensional illusion is fading away more and more. But in order to do so, there must be a revealing of the old programming, revealing of the shadows as they come into the light. And as those shadows come into the light, they fight. They fight to hold on to those very shadows. The dark forces need to be in those shadows for they are not comfortable in the light. And the light is their undoing. The light is what is taking them out of their comfort zone and moving them into areas of expression that they were not ready to do as of yet. They had a plan, and that plan is being thwarted in every respect at this point, even though it may not appear so, and even though it may indeed appear to be a time of great sorrow. For many, but for many more of you, it is a time to rejoice, not for the sorrow that is happening, but to rejoice in that indeed you are coming to the end of all of this, the end of the movie, if you will. It is approaching, and I, as Saint Germain, have been delegated at this point to be the one in charge of the great changes that are happening here on this planet, not only to the United States for America, the new republic, but that new republic here in the United States will transcend and transfer across the entire planet to the world itself. That is the dream that occurred so long ago by those in the know. They had the dream, and the dream is coming closer and closer to being realized, where all men and women, all are created equal in the eyes of the God Force. Where no one is to be excluded from that freedom. That is the new age, the new golden age of Gaia. That is where you are all moving toward in this ascension process. Will everyone ascend? No, that is not possible at this point. But know that as more and more do become aware of what is in reality here, not the old illusion, but the new reality that you are all creating, when more and more become aware of that, then the tipping point has arrived, and you are coming very close now to that tipping point. Even though it may not appear so, even though you think only millions at this point have awakened, that is far from the truth. There are many, many more that have awakened or are in that process of awakening. Awakening to who they really are and what this is really all about. And then they, just like you all, they will understand that this is a movie and that the movie eventually does come to an end. That end approaches as many, many more from beyond this earth, those of your brothers and sisters from the stars, will commence to move in and bring more and more change to this planet, as it is destined that those of you, the awakened ones, and those of us are here to assist many, many more in their awakening process. The time grows very short, but always remember, it is indeed always darkest before the dawn, and the dawn arises. All of my peace and love be with all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now to completely understand of the resonance within your bodies and how that is the new way of healing.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here with us, and we are ready to assist you and be of service in any way that we can. And know that it is so important as you continue to move through these times ahead here that you do indeed do so without fear. There will be times that fear, that old programming, will come up, even within all of you. It is inevitable that will happen. But as it does, know that you are protected and that you are the ones that you came here to be. You are the ones, you are the saviors yourselves. You are the ones you have been waiting for. Not for us, the ascended ones, not for the galactics, your brothers and sisters from the stars, not from the Garthans below the earth, but you, those of you that are indeed the boots on the ground here. You are the ones. You are part of the White Hat Alliance. You may not realize that, but you are the silent ones. The ones that are working behind the scenes, just with your very thoughts, that you can bring about great change to the planet, to the collective consciousness of this planet. Just your very thoughts do that. Know that and remember that always. And have no fear as things begin to progress more and more. And the times that are ahead are the times you have been working and waiting for. So as Saint Germain said, in some respects, rejoice that your salvation, your freedom, your full and final freedom is at hand. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
Good morning, Shoshana and Gwen Husser. I have been very much in tune with the dragons. The dragons have gotten into myself, I guess, and I even feel flipping wings on my back. And I quite often feel that I'm going into deep caverns and look for something inside those caverns. And I would like to know more about it, because I think it's very significant that this voice inside myself tells me that it's time for the dragon and the magic to come back. Can you please expand a little bit? Thank you so much.
We can, yes. And you are very right on here, dear one, in terms of the dragon race is a very ancient race, and they disappeared, you might say, or moved into a higher dimensional frequency when they knew it was time to do so. But they also know that it is time to return now, to return to working together with the human race here on this planet. Know that the dragon race is from far, far out in other galaxies they have come from. And they, again, they moved into a higher vibrational frequency, just as many of your elves and your sprites and all of those of the Devic evolution. They also moved into a higher vibrational frequency when they knew it was time to do so. But they are coming back. And as we have said many times, prepared for the glimpses that you will have those glimpses will be into these higher vibrational frequencies, into these higher dimensions, where you will begin to see those things that have been invisible to those who are not ready to see them. But you will begin to see them more and more. And you are right to understand that the dragon race is speaking to you specifically. This one that you are referring to is here for you and will become a bigger part of your expression in the times ahead. Shoshana, we know you want to add here something.
We will share.
Yes.
We will share, dear sister, if you wish us to share.
Oh, yes, please.
Dear sister, we would ask, do you have a specific question about this? Rather than asking for general information, is there something specific you wish to know?
I have this image of me driving this dragon, kind of reddish or more magenta kind of dragon with bluish. And is that me, my higher self, or my future? I kind of connect a lot with that, like there is a mission for me or something around working with this big dragon, like.
Yes,
like the dragon.
We can give you information here. We see this.
Thank you.
We see this for you. We will attempt to make this clear. You have a personal dragon, and we will tell you that all that wish to call upon the Devic evolution, the ancient race of the dragons, the dragon that is yours will come to you. So now, you must wish to strengthen this relationship. That is how it starts. This dragon has come to you, has given you an image, has offered you ideas of how you can become part of this. Now, the next step is to master the relationship, you see, because it has been millions of years since you had this dragon in your life as part of you. As you, the master, and the dragon as the one who will serve you. So now you must get a name. The dragon that is yours will whisper the name to you. You must get into a meditation and ask for its name. It will give it to you. It will tell you if it is female or male. We have an idea that it is female. But you must find this out for yourself. Yes.
Yes, it is a female.
It is female. And it is a sister of yours in terms of the bond that you will have, that you did have, and that you can once again have. So you must find the name. Once you have the name, do not doubt it, dear sister. When you hear the whisper, do not doubt it. Do not say, oh, am I making this up? Oh, could this be? It will be that name. And then you must call upon this one by name. Then we will tell you that this magic that is embodied by this ancient race is yours to use, you see. So now this dragon, this beautiful female that is majestic, wishes to serve you and serve your desire to assist, you see. the dragon race was to assist mankind, you see. So now you can ask. And you can ride upon this dragon in the etheric realm, in the devic realm, in the etheric realm. You can ride upon her and visit wherever you wish to visit and allow for the magic to descend upon the areas that you wish to visit. And we will tell you that this is completely yours to have, to control, to use for the good of man, for the good of Gaia, you see. Now, to master this, you must meditate. You must see yourself upon. We are getting a name, but we cannot allow that to come through us. But you can visualize yourself upon this beautiful, majestic creature as much as you can, and that will solidify the bond, you see. And then you must explore with this one to use the magic that is yours with this one. That is all we can say for now, but we will tell you that the one that we are speaking through also has a beautiful dragon that has served her. Namaste.
Very
Thank
good.
You so much. Thank
Namaste.
You.
Joy, excitement
yes,
for you.
Yes, exactly. I feel you, sister. I know it.
Joyful. Namaste, dear one.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. Then we move on. Is there another question here?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Saint Germain just alluded to it somewhat, well, actually confirms it a little bit. Cobra recently came out with a message saying there had been a significant shift in the galactic, for lack of a better term, strategy for the liberation of humanity. Cobra referred to quite a few star races being removed from the solar system, and he cited that they were weary from war, full of fear, and they were actually holding back what we would call, I guess, the liberation of humanity. And then he also referred to Saint Germain being given the responsibility of seeing to, I think, the transformation or, you know, the ascension process for all of humanity at this point, which seems to be some shift in assignment of responsibility. I was just hoping you could further clarify in terms that make sense to us, of course, and how that I feel like we've reached an accelerated part of everything. It seems to be accelerating towards the end of the movie at this point. So if you could perhaps give clarity on that shift in galactic strategy and how that's going to accelerate us to our ascension.
Yes, we can. And Saint Germain didn't simply allude to it. He said it directly. That
yes, he did.
Is the one that has been given that responsibility now to assist the entire planet in the ascension process here, and that those things that are necessary now at this point must move forward. So those of the White Hat Alliance operation are going to begin to move more fully ahead, might say full steam ahead here, as they have been given the directive to take the necessary steps that are important here as we continue to move through this transition now. And also that Ashtar is the one that is responsible for all those things that are happening above the planet. So it is a combination of those two that are bringing about in process of bringing about the great ascension here on this planet. They have been given the directive to oversee all that is occurring here. So yes, indeed, you are correct in all that you have just said.
Great, thank you. I appreciate it.
So Shana, do you have anything you add here?
Well, we can. We do not know if this one wishes to have our perspective.
This one absolutely wishes to have your perspective.
Thank you, dear brother. We feel your love. Dear brother, the idea, and what we heard, we must ask again. We heard you say that there are star races that are being removed due to weariness. Is this correct?
He said fear more than weariness. And so I'm not sure if that comes from, and he said it several times, so Cobra. So I don't know if that's just exhaustion from the war with the dark side, or I really don't know what that was referring to. So
we will tell you. We will tell you. There is not fear. That is a mischaracterization, you see. There is not fear among those races that traverse the universes. It is not fear. It is, if they are moving out of the way, they are refueling. They are reestablishing their resolve, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It is as if, for example, a human being working out night and day, building muscle, and then feeling like they need to rest. It is not from fear. It is from a practical movement, you see. It is practical. That is what is really going on. We winced when we heard the term fear. That does not exist there. There is a resolve. There is an understanding. There is a practicality. And if they are moving back, they are moving back to recharge and come back with 1,000% more resolve to move forward. It is an energy. It is an energy and a rest, you see. Does this resonate with you, dear brother?
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. When I read the article, for lack of a better term, fear didn't resonate with me because I was like, I don't think fear really actually exists at that level. But that was the term he used, and it didn't really make sense. That's part of the reason I'm asking the question. What you just said resonates far closer to me.
Yes, and dear brother, often those that interpret what they are understanding will use 3D language that does not fit, you see. But they are using that because that is at their disposal, and they are explaining it from their emotional viewpoint, you see.
Yes, that makes sense.
But it is not what is really happening. We appreciate you, dear brother. Namaste.
And
love
we
you
would
very
add
much. Thank
here
you.
That those that are going off and recharging, as Shoshana has rightly given here, they are being replaced by others that are fresh and ready to move into the battle, you might say. They are there and ready to move at a moment's notice. And as has already been given, that notice in some respects has already been given. That is all we can say on this right now at this point. We are ready for our next, if there is
great,
one.
Thank you.
You are
yes,
welcome.
Dear one.
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. which one?
This is Catherine.
Well, let us go with the first that voiced a desire to ask.
That was, I think, me. I know I asked a minute ago, so is that me?
Yes.
Procedure. Okay. Hello, beautiful Catherine, by the way. so we had, of course, this thread, if you will, from Hamas, the jihad business. I'm curious, and thank God, thankfully, praise the Lord, it did not materialize as they had, I guess, hoped for or wished for. I'm curious on a couple fronts, so we can understand them and this a little bit better. Did did the light intercede, or in other words, did the white hats intercede on some of this, or did the light coming in literally shift them and give them pause to rethink some of these terrorists, whether they should or not? And also, I'm wondering if some of these terrorists have been mind controlled in a similar way as the CIA, so they don't even know necessarily that they are plants and terrorists to be triggered at some point.
You must understand, dear one, that everything, much of what you are hearing about on your mainstream news and even some alternative news is not rightly what is occurring here. There is much that is happening behind the scenes that is unknown by the general population. And even those of you that do your research and look for things are not seeing exactly what is occurring here. For it is a misdirection in many respects. They want you to look over here so that you don't see what's happening on this side over here. And that is happening a lot here. And what you are reading about and hearing about is not completely accurate to the effect of everything that they are saying is occurring and the atrocities and all of this. There is some of it, but not quite as much as what they are alluding to here. So know that the light is in charge here. The light is overcoming the darkness everywhere. And what they do, those of the dark forces, they do everything they can to spread fear wherever they can, because they know that that holds the vibrational frequency down. And therefore, your awakening does not happen at a full level as they are attempting to hold back here. So know that the light indeed is winning, has won, and it is just a matter of what you call mopping up after the fact here, even though it may not appear that way, because this is the ending of the old regime. And whenever there is an ending of an old regime, there is chaos. But chaos in this respect will lead to order in terms of loving order, not the kind of order that you hear from those of the dark force cabal here. That is not the order we speak of. You see? Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We can add. You wish our perspective, dear sister.
Yes, definitely, please.
Much of what you have said is true. These ones that are called terrorists are mind controlled, and they are part of a larger picture, and they do not have a sense of right and wrong. They do not have an idea of what humanity truly is, because they have been programmed, you see. It is not their fault, but it is a tragedy. There are not many of these. There are not many of these individuals as compared to your Earth, your population of 8 billion. There are just a handful of these people. But the narrative, the larger plan that the dark ones are attempting to hatch, they are using everything that they can to dissuade you from the light, as the one who serves has given. They are attempting for you to live in fear. There really was no plan to do anything on this day that the dark ones that are hatching the plan say, oh, Friday the 13th, this will happen, that will happen, beware, stay in your home. It is a narrative. It is not true. You, as one of your people has given, this is truly a movie, and you must discern what is true and what is not true, and you must live within the light and the faith that you are protected, that this will not come to your door. They wish for you to think it would come to your door, but it will not. We know this will not come to you. So remain in the light, remain in faith, remain in the truth, and you will be protected by that. Namaste.
Very good. We take one more question, the one other one who wished to speak, and then
yes,
we must...
please.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. My question is, and this is what I have been experiencing intermittently. So I do standing exercises or practices, and then my body starts to shake. And today it was like really strong. And so what is that about? I can only guess, but there's so many different thoughts about that. Can you assist? Thank you.
What is your direct question? What is what about here?
Yeah, the trembling. It's like it feels like it comes up from the earth and up into my body, and it can start some trembling, but today it was like really strong, and so I'm full of speculations, but I'd like to know where that's coming from. For me as a person, is that a form of release and surrender? That's my main question. Thank you.
Is this happening during a time of meditation or just your regular everyday living here?
If I'm doing certain standing exercises, practices, so that's when I have my feet on the floor and I'm standing and I'm doing it, I'm performing an exercise, we'll say like the swimming dragon, something like that. That's where
you are doing some type of yoga exercise.
Yes, kind of. Yes.
Yes. Then what it appears that you are doing here is you are activating the Kundalini energy. So it is awakening that, we will say, awakening that serpent that resides down at your lower level in your root chakra area and begins to rise. So that is a very, very powerful energy that you are awakening here. And when you do these type of exercises, this is what yoga tends to bring about, even without people realizing what is happening, where they feel a sense of vibration or a tingling somewhere in their body as the energy begins to rise. Again, as we have said many times, it is not something to play around with, but it is something to know that it is possible to call it up when you are ready to do so. When you feel that we will use that term, that resonance within you that is calling to you to begin to work with this energy. Now understand, all of you, as you move through this ascension process, you will be awakening that Kundalini energy. That will be rising. That is what the ascension process is all about, the awakening of this energy. But it is safe, comfortable level of doing so. So it is nothing to be afraid of unless you begin to awaken it before its time. But you have heard much of this in the past. So just to tread wisely here as you move along this path. Okay?
I'm very surprised because this is not something I'm doing deliberately or intently either. It just comes up. So what you're saying is like jaw-dropping for me right now. So thank you.
Very much. Shoshana, do you have something
you have answered?
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We will just say, To our beloved family of grace, stay in the now, be in the now, do not project tragedy, do not project fear, do not project upon the world assumptions. Be in the now and spread your light. Namaste.
Very good. And we say the same thing here. Have no fear throughout this entire process. You are right where you need to be, right in the moment, in each and every moment. And the more that you remember that, the more that you are in that now moment, then you are operating at a higher vibrational frequency. And as you are operating at a higher vibrational frequency, your consciousness is raised as well. And when your consciousness is raised, there is very little, if anything, that can affect you. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.